I contemplate a lot on the gospel reading today, especially as a military chaplain, that the good Lord is willing to lead the 99 that do not stray away in order to seek the one that stray away. When I receive an assignment or go to places that I'm not expected to go or don't really have a preference to go, I always ask the good Lord, Lord, what do you want of me? What do you want from me? And how can I be your instruments where you have sent me? And so the answer has always been, what does it take to save one soul? It thus takes everything to save one soul. It takes that tenderness and that love to call a soul back, huh? And that's what the prophet Isaiah said in the first reading today. And I think many of Catholics have missed the point. Oftentimes we have spent so much time arguing over the internet and on social media of which better Catholics are we. But yet today the prophet Isaiah tells each and every one of us that we are to comfort his people. And we must speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her, huh, that to call her back. Just like the voice cry out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, huh? Make straight the wasteland and a highway for our God. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill shall be made low. The rugged land shall be made a plain, and the rough country a broad valley. We shall preach the truth. I'm not just saying that we should compromise the truth, but we must speak with tenderness, and bring comfort to his people, so that we can call his people back through words, through action, to the same goodness that the good Lord had given to us. We must go up on the mount, on the high mountain, and be herald of the good news of glad tidings. Cry out on top of our voice, be herald of this good news that even when we were still sinners, God loved us, that he gave his only begotten Son for us. That the Son of God died for us, that expiation for our sins, and through his resurrection, we have eternal life. This is the good news, that how much God loves us, how much he pursued us, how much he calls us back, and how wonderful it is to be in love with him. And in a very special way today, we celebrate Our Lady of Guadalupe. She appeared to Juan Diego, a very poor, probably most likely treated as a second-class citizen at that time, a very simple man, Juan Diego, to bring the good news. And through him, through her apparition, she have brought a lot of conversion to the people of Mexico. Not only the Spaniards, but also the indigenous people. She always chose to, just like our good Lord, chose the lowly, the forgotten, the abandoned, the often overlooked, to bring good tidings, good news, and bring a genuine conversion of heart today. So as we celebrate Our Lady of Guadalupe and heed to all the readings today, let us ask ourselves, what can we do to have the heart of Mary? What can we do to be like the Good Shepherd in order to care, in order to love, in order to call other people back to that tender love and that comforting, that life-giving love that God have for us. We must preach the truth, speak the truth, but we can all do it with love, with gentleness, with kindness, so that we bring other people to him, not shunning them, not turning them away, or in order to prove our self-righteousness, but to know that God truly loves us. And that is a life worth living.